Ah, summer music memories. Robin Hills, do they have Mr. Softy trucks coming around your farm in Kansas?
We did not have any ice cream trucks, but I remember when I was a kid thinking that that sounded like the coolest thing in the world. Why don't we have an ice cream truck? But that, no, they were. I think you had to drive maybe 3.5 hours to get to the nearest city where you might find an ice cream truck.
We had a truck every day coming around. Well, they're actually competing trucks. It was the Carvel truck, the Mr. Softy, that was the Good Humor Man. It was also a truck, a bungalow bar, which nobody knows, I'm sure, although we'll now get emails. I have so many memories of those trucks coming around. You know what the whip is?
I have no idea what the whip
okay,
is.
Okay, so the whip is a ride. You actually, rides would come along on trucks.
What?
Yes. You'd go on this truck, and you would sit in a chair, and it would go around in sort of this oval circle, and it would whip around when it got to the corner of the it was just, so the whip.
I'm just laughing the difference between growing up in New York and growing up in Kansas.
Yeah, so this is in Queens. And in 1965, they always played music blaring out of these sort of big horns at the front of the truck to let you, A, know it was coming. And the whip had WMCA radio on, which is the radio station I listen to, the AM radio station in New York. And on came this piece of music that was unlike any piece of music I'd ever heard before. Now, everyone thinks that everybody knew Bob Dylan in the 60s, but really, in 1965, and the song I'm going to play for you now, was, for most people, their introduction to Bob Dylan. You know, the folk community knew him. Times We Were Changing was not a song in everybody's vocabulary then. It wasn't not an AM radio hit. But on came this song, Like a Rolling Stone, and what the heck was that? And I so remember hearing that, and then remember that was July of 65, and remember what a monster song for the summer it was. Took the Beatles' Help out of the out of number one position.
Wow.
And what a beginning. The pop of that snare drum, here it goes.
Once upon a time you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next. But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with the mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling it. As you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your own with no direction? Like a rolling
on AM radio, that's where they faded out.
What?
Yes. Why would... In those days, a song really was never more than 3 minutes. This was the longest song that ever hit radio. And for most radio stations, WMCA, WABC in New York included, that's was the end of the song. When I bought the 45, which was, it was like a Rolling Stone, and Gates of Eden was the flip, and it came to the part at 3 minutes that I just faded out. I didn't know there was more.
Wow. So I'm trying to imagine the conversation that somebody had with, you know, between the suits and maybe Dylan himself saying, I'm not doing a shorter version of this song or something. And I said, fine, we'll just fade it out then.
You know, I think it was even weirder than that. I think they rejected the song flat out. And it was one of those things, stories where the song made it into some DJ's hand, an early leak. Mm-hmm. And it got played and got played and got played.
They realize people want to hear this song.
This is a really unusual song.
Yeah.
But if you do 6 minutes straight, where are you going to put your commercials? And that's what AM radio was all about those days.
Right.
So, you know, it broke ground. There were some stations that played it long. In fact, if you're out there and you were around living and your station played it long or short, go in the comments section. I'd love to know how that all played out.
So you mentioned that song being played on the radio. We asked listeners to share their summer music memories with us. We got a lot of great stories. One of the trends I noticed was that a lot of people listened to the radio, and that's where they found a lot of the music that they ended up falling in love with, particularly driving around in the car and waiting, you know, is that song that they all love going to come on the radio? I remember doing that for sure. This is a story we got from Emily. She says, on Saturday nights, really Sunday mornings at midnight, a local radio station would play Maggot Brain by Funkadelic. And this is... Maggot Brain. It's not really a song that would immediately jump to mind when I think of summer, but it's tied to her story. Maggot Brain by Funkadelic. She says, I remember feeling so lucky on those summer nights when we'd be in the car with the windows down, driving around or headed home, and realize it was just before midnight. We would turn up the radio and keep driving around until the song was over. Sometimes when I go back home, I hope to catch myself in the car right about that time to hear the whole thing again. So let's play a little bit of Maggot Brain. This is a long song, too. Not as long. It's longer than the Dylan. It's about 10 and a half minutes long. But we'll play the opening and a little bit more of it, and then we can come back.
Mother Earth is pregnant for the third time, for y'all have knocked her up. I have tasted the maggots in the mind of the universe. I was not offended, for I knew I had to rise above it all or drown in my own shit. Thank you.
I think you kind of get the idea. It's basically a 10-minute guitar solo.
Brilliant guitar solo,
yes,
too.
Yes, it is.
Probably a single pedal, too, which, yeah, you know, probably make some guitar players wonder how the hell they did that.
But I love the story that goes with this because I can so easily imagine hearing this at midnight. You're driving around in the car. It's warm. The air's, you know, sultry, and this song comes on. That's great.
Maggot Brain Funkadelic. 1971 was the summer that was happening.
You remember that well,
yeah,
I'm guessing?
Yeah, I was in a record store then.
Well, we also asked listeners to record stories and upload them to our SoundCloud page, and we got a handful of those as well. I want to play one from a woman named Manjula. She's from California, and she's going to tell us about a song that reminds her of her small-town life back home, which is something I can relate to.
My name is Manjula, and I live in San Francisco. My summer song is Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere by Neil Young and Crazy Horse. In Neil Young's words and solos and silences, nowhere is both back home and the place you yearn to escape, the day-to-day running around of plain old hometown life. So for me, this song will always be my hometown. And all the summers I listened to this music there, or all the summers this music made me want to go back there, or made me want to leave. Summers spent visiting a smallish place where you know everyone and their parents. Payphone calls to old friends who never escaped. Hours spent sitting in hot cars outside just to get a moment of silence. Not knowing the names of streets you know better than your own veins. The constricting contradictions of family and how they are near us, yet far. This song is the site of Pacific Avenue in downtown Santa Cruz, California, on a foggy summer Saturday night, when it looks nothing like it looked in my childhood, but it smells like home.
I think I'd like to go back home. There's a woman that I'd like to get to know, living there. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here. I gotta get away from this day-to-day running around. Everybody knows this is nowhere. Everybody knows. Every time I think about back home, it's cool and breezy. I wish that I could be there right now, just passing time. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here.
I love this song so much. That's, you know, I have my Island 5 list, which is if I could only have, I'm trapped on an island with electricity and a CD player, and I only got to have 5 records. Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere is one of the 5 I'd have.
Mm, good choice.
So I want to play one from one of my own summer music memories. When I was a kid back in the 80s, all the guys I hung out with, we'd go to the park, and, you know, in our skinny little cutoffs, fraying at the ends.
You can tell me more than I want to know, I think.
Yeah, and we'd go shirtless because it was so miserably hot, and we were just these skinny little kids. And I had this VW Bug that was just a total beater. You know, all the fenders were different colors, but it had this amazing stereo in it with these huge speakers.
Did you put it in?
I did put it in. My brother and I put it in. He was a real gearhead like that. But these speakers were these huge monitors. I'm holding my hands right now about 2.5 feet apart, the kind of speakers you'd have in your house. But they had long cables attached to them, so we could pull them out of the car. Normally, they just sat in the back seat. We'd pull them out of the car, put them on the roof of the car, car, and we just throw the Frisbee around all afternoon long, listening to music on these giant speakers. The first thing I think of, actually, from that time is Adrian Belew. I've played him on the show before from his Lone Rhino record, but we also listened to a lot of Led Zeppelin, Blue Oyster Cult, BOC, dude. I remember listening to them a lot. But man, probably the record we played more than any other record was Rush's Exit Stage Left. I'm fairly certain I know where you fall on the whole Rush thing, but...
You're going to play Tom Sawyer, aren't you?
I am going to play Tom Sawyer, because these guys I hung out with, we were also in a band together, and I played synthesizer, and when I got my first synthesizer, this was the first song I had to figure out how to play this opening to Tom Sawyer.
I'm imagining you playing synth here.
Yeah, so there's that little synth line there. I was picturing, I had this little joystick on my synthesizer that if you moved it, it would put a little warble in the, you know, wham, da-da-da. Anyway, for the two or three people who are still listening to the show now.
Oh, no, we got people Rush on the blog who, you weren't the only one to mention Tom Sawyer.
Oh, Rush, yeah, man. I no apologies. I still love this band. Rush, Tom Sawyer, Exit Stage Left. Man, did we play that record.
We're doing Summer Music Memories on All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, along with Robin Hilton.
What else do we have, Bob? I remember there being a story by a woman named Suzanne.
Oh, right. Suzanne put this on our blog. It was 19-whatever, Ocean City, Maryland. We lived in the pink houses on 12th Street. I think we were saving money for college, quote-unquote. Waking up late to find our Mountain Dew and crawl to the beach in our oversized men's T-shirts and faded board shorts covering our bikinis. We'd bake all day on the beach, watch the tourists roll by, then slowly crawl off to work the dinner shift. After work, we convened to prep for another night out. The packed local bars would play standard fare, mostly classics that made people dance. The cycle, wake, beach, work, party, sleep, beach, played out all summer, damaging our skin, ears, and livers. But we probably still don't care. Jimmy Buffett songs inevitably remind me of those summers. But the song, God, I'm so glad she's going off somewhere else besides Jimmy Buffett. But the song that really meant something to us was Violent Femmes, Blister in the Sun. Oh, what a great song. What a great choice.
Let's hear it.
Check you out. Let me go wild. up and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. And then when I'm a walking, I strut, I stop and I'm so strung out. And I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. Body and beats, I stain my sheets, I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end, she is starting to cry. When I'm walking, stop, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. Let me go on.
I did too. You know, the fact that I think it wound up selling hamburgers for Wendy's or something like that.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah.
I remember that.
It was a big, ugly suit between the two main guys in the band. One wanted it sold and one didn't. But Violent Femmes 83, I remember a cassette I have of the Violent Femmes. I'll see if I can dig that one out. I just love that song.
Well, I loved hearing you read her story, her memory of it, because I liked imagining you talking about wearing the oversized men's shirt over your bikini.
Yeah, it's a memory I didn't think I'd ever talk about. But Suzanne, quote unquote, was
was from. We'll call her Suzanne. Remembers wearing this over her bikini.
Thank you, Suzanne.
I want to play a story for you. This is from Emily. She's also from California, and she recalls a song that makes her think of the last summer vacation she took with her family as a child.
The song that, for me, has the strongest summertime memory is Cat Stevens' The Wind. I had just gotten out of college and gotten an offer for my first real job, so we knew it was going to be my last vacation as a child with my family. So we rented this house in Point Reyes Station on the California coast. The kind of vacation rental where you pick up house keys from a complete stranger and stay in their place. You use their dishes and sleep on their sheets, read their books. But there weren't enough beds for all of us. So as the oldest, it was my duty to sleep on an air mattress in this sunroom. So our very first night there, when morning was coming, I heard my dad sneak into the room and start to look at this record collection. And I heard him take a record out of a sleeve, and I heard the scratch as he put the needle of the record player onto the album. And this song started playing. I opened my eyes, and my dad was standing there holding my mom, and they were listening to this song. I didn't know why I knew all the words, but I did. And I just laid there listening to my parents and thinking about how lucky I was and what a great family I have. And it was The Wind. And I knew the words because my parents had played that album so much when I was little. It had just kind of absorbed its way into my brain. And I can't think of summertime without thinking of that song.
I listen to the wind of my soul. Where I'll end up, well, I think only God really knows. I've sat upon the setting sun, but never, 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 never. I never wanted water once, no, never, never, never. Listen to my words, but they fall far below. I let my music take me where my heart wants to go. I swam upon the devil's lake, but never, 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 never. I'll never make the same mistake. Never, never.
I'm just going to cry.
She's got us all choked up. You and I are sitting here dabbing at our eyes, going, all right, got to get it together when we come out of this.
God, are there songs now that make you cry? I don't know. I think we should do a whole show about songs
that make you cry. They don't get any better than that. Should we just end it there? No, I've got one more I want to play.
We got to go on some party. We haven't partied at all. I mean, summer party.
So this one comes from Susie. She says that so many of the heavy rotation songs on the radio in the 1980s were lame and unworthy of recognition. Thanks, Susie. Couldn't agree more.
We did a whole show about that, Susie.
But she says, hearing them wafting through the air at pools, beaches, and other sites of summer antics gave them such power, which is true. You know, once they're in some space that you frequent, right? You're at the pool and they're being played all the time. They do. They get imbued with this power that they wouldn't otherwise have over you. And she says that also seeing them dance by the Solid Gold Dancers gave them great power. Do you know what the Solid Gold Dancers are, Bob?
I'm shaking my head.
It was an 80s thing. We'll get on Wiki and I'll show you later. Anyway, Susie says, as an adult, one of my favorite memories is of a road trip we took up the California coast. I'd been working like a dog for a few years straight and really needed a break. That summer, Weezer's Islands in the Sun was playing everywhere and it sounded perfect. So let's go out on that. Weezer's Islands in the Sun.
Thanks, everybody, for all these memories. There's a whole bunch more great stories on the blog, and you can hear full versions of these songs online.
And come back and share your own if you haven't already.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much, Bob.
What are you going to do this summer?
I'm going to go back to Kansas, where it's miserably hot, and lie around and do nothing for a week.
Do they yet have Mr. Softy trucks rolling through the...
No, Mr. So we literally... have nothing. There is nothing to do. And that's fine. I like it that way.
Sweet.
How about you?
Celtic music camp?
Of course you are.
Of course.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah. For NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan along with Robin Hilton. It's all songs considered.